Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most. You know, Doc makes a lot of trips to North Carolina, and I don't think Pinehurst is going to open this month. Looks like a blizzard.
Yeah, Pinehurst, fortunately, was just south of the snow, so they got snow, but they didn't get a lot. But up in Raleigh, yeah, they were over a foot. So it'll be 50 there later in the week, though, so it'll hopefully melt.
But a foot of snow in Raleigh, that'll shut down the city for a couple of days.
Yeah, really, it will.
I mean, they have one plow and a guy named Bob.
Correct. And they don't have salt. So, I mean, what they put down is sand and try to clear the streets as well as they can. But they just can't spend the money on it because it doesn't happen that often.
Can I ask you an anxiety question? We're talking about health today, obviously, with Dr. Most. If your smoke alarm goes off at 1 a.m., and that's how you get woken up in the middle of the night, is it normal to have your heart beat at like 300 beats per minute for a while?
Yeah, it does, until someone says, did you change your battery?
Wasn't a battery. Some fluke.
Some fluke.
Wow. Don't know. But, you know, after that, it's a little tough to get back to sleep.
It is.
So, by the way, that was me. I'm the one in the story. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Since I brought it up.
It tells you the safety of those instruments in our homes, though. Both carbon monoxide as well as smoke detectors, very important.
Well, and you know, there's
sounds
people,
like a good stress test too. So
yeah, and the people there's people listening. This happened to obviously, and that's what you do. Then you lay in bed and you go, I wonder if it's CO2.
Yeah,
and then you lay just waiting to die from the silent killer.
So. Are you sure you didn't leave a frozen pizza in the oven? And, like, not take it out and have it get charred. And
yeah,
then...
I haven't had a frozen pizza in about 15 years. Oh, so.
But that sounds like someone who has done it in the past.
Yeah, no, I haven't, but I do know quite a few people that have. Yeah. I have a very precise timing on my frozen pizza cooking, so.
Yeah.
Doc, every year we do this, kind of an annual tradition. Find a few Christmas gifts that are healthy, because a lot of them aren't.
You know, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas, and it's always that stress. Oh, what am I going to get for so-and-so? What am I going to get? And we build up so much anxiety and stress just with our own selves. Why don't we start to think about how we can relieve anxiety, stress, and maybe a little bit of health throughout the year for those that you're giving gifts to as well?
All right. Monthly subscriptions are a big deal.
They are. You know, the Fruit of the Month Club, people make a lot of jokes about it, and, you know, it's like, oh, Fruit of the Month Club. You know, it's not Fruitcake of the Month Club. It's actually Fruit of the Month Club. And people actually, two things happen there. One, you're promoting healthy eating. And two, people get a sense of joy knowing that in, you know, March, when they're getting that gift, they remember that you're the one that gave them that gift. So it brings them mental pleasure as well as it makes sure that they're eating healthy, because we start to get in the winter where we're getting our fruit from South America and it's not as scarce, it's more scarce and it's more expensive. So when you get these high quality Fruit of the Month boxes, it does two things. One, it makes you eat healthy and makes you really give you some pleasure towards the individual who gave it to you.
Yeah, Harry and David send a box of pears every year to me, and this is from my agent, Steve Mandel. Who doesn't listen to the show.
Fancy.
And I don't like pears. You love pears. So it's a great day for you.
The best thing, there was David Hochberg also had us on a Fruit of the Month Club when Ross started working for him. And so each month we were getting pineapple, cherries, nice. And I was the benefactor of all of the fruit.
Because here's the way it worked, Doc, because I love fruit, but I'd leave. Because, you know, I mean, there's days here. I'm here till 10, 15, 10, 20 some days, as you know. And I'm halfway home, and I get a call, and I go, oh, a box of fruit came in from Harry and David. I don't know if it'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Sam walks out.
I better take this. And the nice thing about those is you get fruit that you can't necessarily get in season here. You know, like peaches sometimes in the winter. You know, it's really nice.
Yep. One of the boxes had the Skipper and Gilligan in it. 3, 4, 5. Now, I got Kevin. Remember when Kevin produced his show, Kevin Powell?
Absolutely. You got a bacon of the month.
I got a bacon of the month.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm thinking that's not one of your favorites?
No, you know, it really isn't. I mean, you might give a lot of joy to people, but really, unless they're on some big, heavy keto diet, it's probably not the best gift for them.
All right, what about tech gifts? You like tech gifts?
I think there's some really cool tech gifts out. One is going to be out more next year called the eSkin, and we'll talk about it sometime during the year because it's just absolutely cool and fascinating. But the one that I really like right now is from a company called Muse. And we always talk about try to relax, try to meditate, try to get to a point where you can, when you're really anxious like you just were, how would you go fall back asleep? And Muse has this cool technology. It's a wearable headband, but it essentially teaches you how to meditate. Different programs focusing on whether it's your breathing, whether it's your heartbeat, whether it's your mind. And it's really cool technology. I tried it last week, and it's actually very, very relaxing and teaches you how to slow down. And you do it a couple times a week, and it really can make a big impact.
Is there a speaker in it or something? I don't understand how it works.
Yeah, it's an app, and you have speakers in your ear. And it's telling you what's going on. And if you're going to do the mind portion of it, and if your mind is really racing, so I have actually tried it. So I'm watching the news, and I'm getting kind of frustrated watching the news, and I put it on, and it's giving me these loud noises. And then as it says, relax, relax, and you start to just feel that, the music changes, and
wow.
It's a cool technology. And we talk about stress all the time, and people say, well, go just try to relax. And this actually teaches you how to relax. It's pretty cool.
There's something fun about that and I guess concerning only because a report out today about screen time and its effect on 10 and 11-year-olds, Doc.
Yep.
And what it might be doing to change brain and behavior patterns. How do you deal with that when, in the medical community, you guys are watching that, but when you talk about gifts, I mean, it's so easy to give somebody just, here's the newest, technology, here's a new app, here's whatever it is. But, I mean, you have to start thinking about some of this technology and some of these screens when it comes to kids in middle school.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit a very good point when we talk about, giving them games, giving them the newest video game. I mean, I'm sorry, if you look at my entire list, I don't have it anywhere near there. As a matter of fact, I go to, why don't you do some more things with your family? Let's stay away from some of the video games. Video games to me are extremely concerning for a couple reasons. One, the vast majority of them are pretty violent. And kind of teaches kids more about violence than it does about values. And two, the sedentary options that they take when they're playing these games. I'm sorry, but we're having people that are buying $300, $400, $500 video gaming chairs, which is so wrong. But again, it's something that's going to happen. So we really do need to start looking at some of the technology apps. Like I said, the eSkin, Justin, when I tell you about it, it's more about activity. It's more about what you can do and how you can do it properly. So we look at technology of what can we do to get kids more active versus let's give them the newest game or a video game chair that makes them sit longer.
All right, more healthy gifts coming up with Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. There's a reason the doctor and the nurses and your healthcare pros check your blood pressure every time you go see them, because it's really, really, really important. Doc, that's another gift, right?
It's a great gift. Like you said, those numbers are very important. It's important that you all know them because high blood pressure, 20 million people, one out of every three individuals in this country has high blood pressure, and it does damage to our heart, to our eyes, to our kidneys. But yeah, you don't know it. Walking down the street, I can't tell who has high blood pressure without knowing. And, so there's two things there. One is knowing what your numbers are, and two, monitoring it. If you just know your blood pressure the one time you go to the doctor a year, then you really are doing yourself a disservice. So,
and you can be a very active, you can be an athlete. You can still have high blood pressure because part of that's hereditary at times, right?
Absolutely. I have high blood pressure. I mean, I take medication every day for blood pressure, and I think I'm in fairly good shape.
In very good shape. And by the way, you're a good dancer.
Thank you. I would stop leading. Blood pressure cuffs now are very reasonably priced and are very good. And I say if you're going to get one for somebody, get them. Omron is a great company that makes one. They're about, you can get them for $50-$75. And make sure they bring it to the doctor's office for that first visit just to make sure that they calibrate it to make sure that it's accurate.
Isn't Omron based here? Isn't that a Chicago company? No?
Okay. It may be.
I think it is. Yeah. Anyway, if you work for Omron, hi, good morning. Yeah. What about stress relievers? You like aromatherapy, huh? I can't see you burning incense at the house.
You know, and it's not so much burning incense, but there is a lot of essential oils now that people are using for aromatherapy. We use it in the hospitals because we find out it decreases anxiety and actually is a good option for pain relief in many people. So it's really starting to be on an uptick right now, and we're starting to see more and more people enjoy it. And if it decreases anxiety and can give you some pain relief, and all it is just the aroma of an oil, I'm all for it. Someone like you, you might be that aroma, that pizza, but, you know, some people like, you know, other...
What is that?
I like that. You were just... he just stereotyped
that?
You there.
Shot. Take a total shot. Yeah. Samber, you know anything about yoga? Because it's a stress reliever.
I do. I know a lot about yoga. I think that it's not only a stress reliever, but it also could help give everybody more peace, and then they have more self-awareness of their body, and they'll treat other people better.
Right. No, I like to say, namaste. No, I feel better.
No, and Mary hits it right on the head. Yoga is a lot more balanced than we think. And, you know, even if you don't think you're going to be able to do it or go to a yoga class, you know, a yoga mat and a yoga DVD, or at least some, just learning some of the poses, even for the golfers out there, it helps build core, it helps build balance. But the other relief symptoms of it as well is great.
Get an infusion pitcher if you don't already have one, so you're drinking plenty of water. Get a good, healthy cookbook if you don't already have one. These are also great gift ideas, obviously, but you can buy them for yourself. And this is the time of year, every year, where Doc tries to sell me on a grown man wearing mittens.
I can't tell you, Steve, you know, people like to wear gloves because they think they're stylish, and I just tell you, when it really gets cold, that's more foolish than stylish. And, you know, there's a great company out called Handout that makes a really high-quality mitten. And you know what? Mittens allow you to keep your fingers together and let them heat themselves. I have a condition called Raynaud's. There's probably a lot of people out there that have it. And it's a vascular condition that when your fingers get cold, they become white because our circulation decreases. Wearing gloves allows that to not happen as often. So keeping your fingers together allows you to make a fist. It's much safer for you when it's really cold. So
what's the Handout Glove Pro?
I'm going to still hit that mitten bandwagon.
I think you're getting payback from the mitten industry. What is the Handout Glove Pro?
That's a mitten that actually has a zipper on top. So people say, I can't use a mitten because I can't answer my phone. Yes, you can. It has a zipper right on top. You unzip it, you pop it out, you answer your phone, you put your hand right back in the mitten.
All right, I'll get mittens.
Yep.
You finally convinced me. If you join a health club, you actually have to use it, a gift card for, you know, like Dick's Sporting Goods or, you know, gym shoes something. I mean, anything, just to promote movement, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of saying, oh, I'm going to give you a year's at a health club. Don't do that unless the individual already knows that they like the club and they're going to go to the club and use the club. Nothing worse than paying a club membership month after month and not using it. Same with equipment. Let the individual try the equipment first before you go and buy it. You get an elliptical, there are different kinds, there's different feelings to them, and you want to make sure that it's successful so that you're not paying a check every month for somewhere you don't go, or you're not using your elliptical equipment to hold clothes in the basement.
I got the Bowflex for your Secret Santa, Steve. Yeah. I don't know if you're a Bowflex guy.
Actually, if you get an electric recliner, you can get a lot of leg up and downs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. Doc, you're fabulous as always, and all these notes will be posted with the podcast. And don't forget, Doc and I have a long-form podcast we did a couple of weeks ago, the Steve Cochran podcast.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to do part two coming up, and part three, and part four, and part five, and so on. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better healthcare starts here.